It is just Trump alone, but not alone. And what's going to happen next? Just like they infiltrated the Tea Party and destroyed it. What are they going to do to the MAGA First movement? Well, I think the great thing about the MAGA movement, America First movement, any of these movements, this movement, despite the fact that the grifters tried to centralize it, it's not very centralized. First of all, I don't know the amount of people that were in the Tea Party, but I know 74 million people voted for Trump. I like to, you know, plus or, you know, minus 5 to 10 million, depending on if they just voted for Trump as a lesser of two evils. I always put it at a roughly 65 million. Some people, you can go with the 74 million number, especially as the people who voted for Trump for a certain reason are now looking at the actions of wine box Nancy Pelosi. There's no bigger size you can get at the supermarket, right? It's just wine boxes. Because at this point, that lady is just 24/7 sauced. But the fact that the guy's got less than 30, he supposedly has 13 days left in office, and they're trying to impeach him again. Of course, you have little wussy rhinos. You people in Nebraska got to get rid of Ben Sasse. Okay? That guy is an absolute little things I can't say on the radio. But he is all establishment all day. So you might not count yourself as a Trumper. I've always said I'm a 50.5% Trumper. Right? I've always been a 50.5. Maybe it was like 52% after the election, because I was like, oh, hell no, you're not stealing this election. Go get him, Trump. But there is no centralized authority behind the MAGA movement. I can't see it. I can see pockets of it being infiltrated, but I don't see it falling the same way as the Tea Party. But we're looking at the end of this week. We're looking at the end of this week. And man, what a week it was. It's a week. And I know we seem like we say this all the time, but it's a new point where the line is drawn. The thing about Trump, we have to keep saying, is that he exposes the political class for what it is, which is why they're all jumping ship at the first opportunity. Betsy DeVos. You know, Betsy, when you were getting pillared, who stood behind you? Who backed you up? Trump. Elaine Chao? Who gave you that position? Trump. But yet at the first opportunity, these people cannot wait to get their own Donald Trump leaving the office memorial knife so they can stab him in the back with it. Because that's just what politicians, folks, it continues to show. The federal system is failed. It's defunct. It is no longer a method of recourse. And I messed it up. Mike asked what my position, I'm district director in my area for Texit. Is Texit a perfect solution? No, but Texit has been invited. Texit has a voice in this state. We were able to get secession on the ballot. The referendum will be voted on in the next cycle about Texas secession. So I am all in. And I said it yesterday, and people are like, wow, that was a quick change. Folks, if you had been listening to me, I told you the only reason to vote for Trump was to give you 4 years to get out of the union. And by the way, there was a gentleman named Bill that called the station yesterday that wanted me to touch base with him. I'm sorry, Bill. I completely got swamped yesterday afternoon. I will make it a point to touch base with you this afternoon. I did not blow you off. I just had an ADD moment, and I will make sure I will touch base with you this afternoon, because he said he's moving down to the Great Republic and just wanted to talk about some stuff. More than happy to do that. Oh, is that the guy who called Mike this morning? Well, I guess he just didn't want to wait. Excellent then, Bill. If you still want me to call you, I will. I have no problem doing that. I'll touch base with you this afternoon if you'd like. So that's great. I'm glad he told. Oh, is that this guy in Tyler? Fantastic. That's good. I'll still touch base. But yeah, if you want to move on down, move on down. We actually, we could use as many of you as possible to counteract stupid Abbott bringing as many liberal companies as he can into the Great Republic. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes from there. But that's not, the federal system is done. It's over. Hopefully people have seen that. Everybody hopefully has seen that. The speed at which your conservative, quote unquote, gatekeepers flipped on you, called you all terrorists. And I hope you're taking account of Shopify and all these other places. And here's the thing. President Trump's like, he's tweeting out this morning. Trump, just get people together and start your own. Start your own shopping platform. You can do this stuff. Headquarter it in Sweden and avoid all of this. Well, I'm seeing people in the chat room. Secession's never going to happen. Then stay in your state and be oppressed. That's all I'm saying. Stay in your state and be oppressed. Me? I'm part of a movement that is actually making headway. And the last time I talked to some of these people, more people are starting to talk about Texas here. So that's fine. And Trump was the last failsafe, the last hope, gasp. Do you think federal elections are ever going to be taken seriously again? You know, it's funny when we see Reuters and AP saying, oh, other countries looking at the United States, what happened on Wednesday with shock and ridicule. It's like, oh, no, we're just finally joining the party of the rest of you idiots in the rest of the world who have your fake elections. Right? I don't really need to care what the king of Zimbabwe thinks about these United States election cycle. So that's fine. But it is a joke. Federal elections, period, are a joke. The system is beyond dysfunctional. And I'm hoping, and you know, people are like, oh, we're gonna bring it back from the ground up. It's fine. Can we do? Here's a thing I'd like to see. I'm kind of peeking in and out. If you want to be a doomer and tell me that they're going to squash us with military power, yeah, whatever, that's fine. Yeah, that's you. That's not me. I'm always going to hope. I'm not going to despair. I won't. I will not fall into despair. And hopefully listening to the Barrett Brief here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, this segment of the portion segment program thing is brought to you by coffee. Obviously, I need more of it, but get the best gourmet coffee on earth at mikechurch.com/shop. We have lots of coffee, apparently, in Mandeville, and we'd like you to drink some of it. mikechurch.com/shop. MikeChurch.com/shop. But I'll keep reiterating. I think it's going to be the focus of my show. I had three people call me yesterday. Now I don't have any guests. So I if you're a doomer, I'd like to talk this out. 844-527-8723. Talk it out with me. Let me know what you're thinking. Excuse me, I guess I have the Rona because I'm coughing now. Let me know what you're thinking. Why are you a doomer? I get it. This week, the deplatforming, the depersoning, the people jumping ship from Trump. And I was talking to Mike about this. There's a reason why Trump couldn't get anything done. Nobody was on his side. Nobody supported him. His daughter was compromised, Ivanka, by that idiot Jared. Maybe Don Jr. was there. I get that. Don was fine, but he's only one. Outside of his family? Who? Who? Who would help? Who would be able to? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Right? Who is going to be able to step up? There shouldn't be this call. Oh, we need to find the next one. Although, y'all got to worry. If you stay at the national level, if you're still trying to do this federally, we all have to be concerned with what? If history shows us anything, the strong man. That's another reason why I want to text it. Why I want to get out. Because there will be a strong man that will harness the power of this 70 million plus people. It's going to get real bad real fast if you choose to stay in here and fight for a dysfunctional federal government.